All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, this may anger some listeners, but I can only be who I am and be true to myself. And right now, there are Republicans in the State House from Wisconsin Republicans who want to see the district attorney from Milwaukee removed.
Yeah.
Because of what took place in the parade where Darryl Brooks Jr. Caused all that havoc and mayhem. And I don't want people to misconstrue what it is I'm going to say. But I don't want Republicans who don't seem to care at all about what happens in Milwaukee any other time.
And it's a callous disregard, you know, where harm to human life, and that is what ends up happening because of their lack of attention.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And they ignore all the horrific things that happen in the city in which I live, and do everything within their power to make sure that they're not financial resources enough to address the crime that occurs in our city. And so here we have a district attorney who is in a difficult position without question, because with all the crime that occurs in the city in which I live, and many of it, you know, not major crimes, but enough to keep the jailhouses full.
Yeah, we sort of talked about it before, the disease of despair. These things, yes, that you see when places are economically depressed, you know, all of it. Yeah, I see what you mean.
But to say that, well, this guy should have been locked up. Yet nobody's questioning whether or not that is true or not. But how many others like him, you know, do they have to release? Because the jails can only hold so many.
Yeah.
And with many of the laws that are created at the state level that impact and affect the city of Milwaukee, for a bunch of lawmakers from Waukesha to tell the people who live in Milwaukee, who voted in the district attorney that we have, you think about this. What if the shoe was on the other foot, and lawmakers from Milwaukee were trying to impact who the DA is in Waukesha? Would never fly.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. It would never happen.
Also keeping in mind that bail is, it's a lopsided system. There's a class of people where bail doesn't apply because there's no amount of money that'll keep them in prison.
So, you know, for those Republican lawmakers in Waukesha, you don't dictate to the city of Milwaukee who our district attorney is. He is voted in. He's elected. And so we don't want representatives from Waukesha, even in the face of a horrific crime, we don't need you to tell us who our DA should be. You know, that's just the reality of it. Sorry about what took place in Waukesha. But man, what's taking place in Milwaukee day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and we come to the state and beg for resources to improve what's happening here, and you guys totally ignore it. So the answer to you, Waukesha, is no. Sorry. You don't dictate to the city of Milwaukee who our DA should be, and we won't dictate to you who your DA should be. Got to get out of here, Evan. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.